Good evening, everybody, and it's great to be with you, and I'm glad that you've joined in with us tonight. I think we're on Sermon Audio, YouTube, and Facebook, so no matter where you're tuning in from tonight, we're glad to have you with us. Now, you don't waste any time. You just straight away into the comments section, and I haven't even started, and I've got a whole page to read out already, so without further ado, I'll just start in with these messages to read out. So we've got Lucas, Elise, and Savannah watching in. We've got George. We have Paul Wilson looking forward to tonight's meeting. Good job, Paul. We've got Jack Savage. We have Grace, Harry, and Alfie Johnson with us. We have Faith and Noah McKee. We have Igors. We have Olive Clowes, one of our workers. Good to see you in as well, Olive. We have Aaron and Leah Oliver, and they're watching from Newton Hamilton with us tonight. We have Annabelle, Melissa, and Mason Orr. And we have Rachel Wilson, and Rachel's left us a message. She says, "Hello, Beeline. Glad to be tuning in again this week from all the Wilsons in Dundonald. Good to have you as well." We have Charlie and Rose Patterson. We have Erin Coates. And we have Zach and Jasmine Armstrong. That's all I've got so far. So keep writing your comments in. We love being able to read them out and to see who all's watching. So you let us know if you're watching in, and we'll read your name out tonight. Now, we're going to start with a song. So we've got another helper here. Jacob's with us. You want to come up and give us a hand, Jacob? And this one's called "I Want to Know Christ." Thanks very much, Jacob. You can grab a seat again. And we're going to have our opening prayer now, and I'm going to pray now. So let's all just take a minute. I don't know if you've been flat out all day. You haven't had a minute, and you've rushed in to get to the Beeline. So maybe just take a minute now just to still our hearts and just to pray to God and ask for his help in the meeting. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for today. Whatever's going on, Father, in each one of our lives, Lord, we thank thee for it. And Lord, we thank thee that thou hast allowed us to come to the Beeline tonight, whether it be in our own homes or even here in the building, Lord. Thank thee for all these things that thou hast given us, Father, the blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us every day. And Lord, I pray even that thou hast blessed the meeting tonight. Lord, I pray that thou hast blessed the memory verse. I pray that thou hast blessed Rachel and give her all the help that she needs to do this, Father. And I pray that thou hast blessed Matthew in the story. Lord, I pray as thy word goes forth, Lord, I bring much honor and glory unto thy name, and I will bear much fruit. Lord, bless the whole meeting. Help us to enjoy singing the songs, Father, and to even learn of thee as we sing them. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So we've got another chorus. So Jacob, you're straight back up again. We'll keep you on your toes tonight. And this is "I Know God."
See Jesus there, but I can't.
I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. This one gets me every time. I have no clue what I'm doing, but Jacob, you keep me right. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. And if I've got my hands all over the place in the wrong directions, well, you'll forgive me for that. So I'll give this one a crack. Job. I don't think you missed a beat there, Jacob. Good man. You can grab a seat. I think I was all over the place once again. So we have a few more comments that have come in, and I'll read them out. We've got Lucy McBride joined with us, Amy McCullough from Warrenstown, Sylvia Dixon. We have Mattis. We have Leon and Riley Bell, Rose and Michael Moffat, Zara Moini and Victoria Lockhart, Isabel Beggs. We have Phoebe Lewis and Rachel Cameron. We have looking out for their brother Jacob there. We have Thomas and Chloe Allen. We have Margaret and Adrian are watching and looking forward to the meeting. Good job. We have Grace and Faith McCullough, Myrtle and Billy Cull. We have Jenna Cooper from Drumore as well. We have Alice Kennedy and family, and they're saying hello. Hello to yous too. We have Eliana and Levi watching from Newton Ards as well. So good job. Glad to see yous all in. And don't forget to keep writing your comments in. And now we're going to hand over to Ruth. She's going to come and do the announcements for us.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Hello, everybody. It's really good to have you here watching us live on Facebook for our Beeline Children's Meeting tonight. It is great to have your company, and we want to give everybody a very special welcome. We want to welcome all the boys and girls. I think we have a couple of new children watching in tonight, and we want to give you a very special welcome. And we want to welcome all the parents, the family members, all the other adults that tune in every week so faithfully, our workers and our past workers. You're all so welcome. It is great to have your company. And make sure, if you haven't already, if you haven't already done so, you pop your name into the comments box and we will read your names out. Sorry about that. So yes, make sure you pop your name into the comments box, because we do keep a wee roll here at the Beeline, and it'll not be long till our meetings are finishing off. And at the very end, those children who have had excellent attendance will be receiving a little Bible. So make sure you keep popping your name into those comments box, into the comments box, if you want your name included on the roll. We do have people watching in, I know, from Sermon Audio tonight, and I am from YouTube. And if you know my telephone number, don't be afraid to text in and let us know that you're watching as well. And hopefully we'll be able to catch that and be able to read your names out as well. We want to apologise for the technical issues that happened last Wednesday night. We were cut off during our story, and we do want to apologise for that. We lost our internet connection, but we did get back on again, but I don't think everybody realised that. And there is, we did upload Jonathan's story last week after the meeting. So if you missed out and you wanted to hear all the rest of that story and you didn't realise, that is available on the Facebook page. Now, last week we had a lovely little boy watching in, little Noah Dummigan. Him and his family all hadn't been well, and they just really loved the fact that they were able to all sit as a family last Wednesday night and tune into the Beeline. And Noah's mummy sent me this little photograph after the meeting last Wednesday night, and so we asked, could we show it tonight? So thank you so much for allowing us to show this photograph, Noah, and we are hoping and praying that you will be feeling better very, very soon. We know that you're not just too well at the minute, and we pray that you will be feeling better very, very soon. I want to invite you all back again next week. We have two very special guests next week. They're no strangers here to the Beeline now, and that's Hannah and Simon Snodgrass. And they have taken part here in the Beeline on Facebook Live for us before, and we are absolutely delighted that they're coming back next week to take our meeting. So make sure you tune in again next week, and you'll see Simon and Hannah back again with us. Now, don't forget, on Sunday at 3 o'clock, tune in to our Facebook Sunday School. It's at 3 o'clock every Lord's Day, and I know that David Verner, the superintendent, and all the teachers there would just love to see that you're watching their little videos on a Sunday afternoon as well. So that's at 3 o'clock on our Sunday School Facebook page. And then we also have a youth Facebook page on our church Facebook site. And at 4 o'clock, that's whenever our Bible class goes out as well. And Uncle Stephen, he's in charge of that Bible class, and he delivers a wee message every Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and I know that Stephen would be delighted to have your company there on a Sunday afternoon as well. And that's open for anybody. You don't have to belong to our church here. That's open for anybody who would like to tune in. Please continue to remember to pray for Uganda as well. Keep those wee boys and girls in your thoughts and in your prayers. Now, I hope you've remembered to turn over your calendars. We're now into a new month. We're into the month of March, and I hope you've remembered that with your little calendars, and keep turning those pages over every time we get into a new month. So tonight is the last story in our series of Esther, and Uncle Matthew, that's Matthew Dawson, he's going to be telling us our last story. But we did say to you at the very beginning that we were going to produce a quiz, and I must say a huge thank you to Auntie Sarah. Auntie Sarah organised this quiz for us. She designed it, and she's been working really, really hard behind the scenes, and we wanted to give her a huge thank you. And we launched this quiz tonight, and we have it done in three different categories. Now, before I show you this here, I really should have done this. First of all, hands up who likes chocolate. I know I do. Do you fancy getting your hands on any of these here? I would say that's a big yes at home. Well, if you enter our quiz, one of these things will be posted to you in the post. So anybody who enters the quiz, they will receive either a wee bag of chocolates or a bar of chocolate. Or if you don't like chocolate, because I know some children don't, we also have big bags of Haribo, and we can post those out to you if you don't like chocolate. So make sure you enter. There's three different categories. This is the first category, and it's for the older age group. So this is for P5 and over. And we open it up to the adults as well. We know we have a lot of adults watching. And if you would like a bar of chocolate, you are welcome to one as well. You fill in the quiz page and get it sent back to us. So this is the P5 plus one. And then we have another one. And this one here is for P1 to P4. And it's a maze. And what you have to do is you have to get Esther, help her find her way to the king. And then we have a preschool one, and it's a picture of Queen Esther. And what we want you to do is just to colour in her lovely dress and send us that back. Now, I know we have sort of just got a wee guide here as to the age groups, but if you feel, if you're in P4 and you want to do the word search and the crossword, that's not a problem. Or if you're in P5 and you feel that it's too hard for you and you want to do the maze, that's no problem. And same with the wee preschool one. You just do whichever one you're comfortable with. And what we're going to do is we're going to upload these three different categories onto our Facebook page tonight. And you can download them and print them off, or we actually have got photocopies done, and we are ready to post them out as well. So they can be done either way. We're very, very happy to get them posted out to you. But if you want to download it, you let us know, and then that means then we don't need to post it out to you. If you don't have a printer at home, then it's handy for us just to get that posted out. It's not a problem. So to be able to send your finished quiz sheets back, my name or my mobile number and my email address are going to be shown on the very last slide tonight. So you take a note of those while the music's playing at the very, very end. And that's how you can send them back. You can take a photograph of it, and you could WhatsApp me a picture back, or you could send it through our Facebook page, or you could send it to me by email. So if you want to do that, make sure you take a note of my mobile number or my email address at the very, very end. The closing date for the competition is the 24th of March, so we've got a few weeks to do it. So you make sure you get your wee competition started, and then that big bar of chocolate or bag of sweets will be put into the post for you for you to enjoy at home. And make sure, adults, I really mean it, it's not a problem, you enter in too, and you will receive a bar of chocolate. There's plenty to go around, everybody. So I want to thank you all very much, and I will hope you enjoy the rest of the meeting. Good night.
Thanks for that, Ruth. Now, I've got some more comments that have been sent in by yourselves, so I'll read them out again. We have Elaine Newell watching. We have David and Jennifer Crane. Good to see you. Rosie and Martin, looking forward to the meeting. We have Adam Furley as well. We have Kyle, David, Noah, and wee Duke watching with Mummy and Daddy. I've seen a few pictures of wee Duke, and he's a class wee dog, so that's maybe the first animal that's got a shout-out, so for me anyway, so that's a good one. Wee Duke. We have Holland Noe and Bobby Morrow. We have Andrew, looking forward to the meeting. We have Lily McGowan and Ruby McGowan watching as well. Lauren Rankin from Stonyford. We have Jane Crane from Oma, so we're all over the country tonight. Angela Cherry from Lurgan. We have Caroline Armstrong says, hi, Jacob. So you've got a fan club there, Jacob, good man. And we've got Lorraine and Irvine Furley watching as well. So now we've got another chorus, so I'm going to need your help again, Jacob. And this one's God Made Me. God's power. My God is bigger than I am, strongest of all. Seat. We're now going to have a memory verse, and Rachel's going to come and she's going to teach us her memory verse tonight.
Hello, boys and girls. So tonight's memory verse is the same one that you've learned last week, so you probably know it quite well already. It's found in the New Testament in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, and it says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." So we'll say it after two. One, two. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." And isn't it wonderful, boys and girls, that God does care about all of our troubles and all of our worries. And no matter what problems you have, you can leave them with him, because he loves you and cares for you. So much so that he sent his son down from heaven to die for your sins. And we'll say it again, all right, after two again. 1:2. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Some of the words are covered up there, so we'll try it again, okay? The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. There's some more words covered, but I'm sure you just know it well, so we'll try it again. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Some of the wee beeline bees are getting in the way of the words, so we'll see if we can say it again. After 2:1-2. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. There's some more little bees sitting in the way. So let's try it again. After 2:1-2. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So this time I think that all the words might get covered up, so we'll try it and we'll see if yous know it, but I'm sure yous know it very well now after these 2 weeks, okay? After 2:1-2. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Well done, boys and girls.
Good job. Thanks very much for that, Rachel. Now, a few more comments tonight. Somebody must be practicing for an English GCSE with this big essay they've written. That's Auntie Sarah, wouldn't you know? And what's Auntie Sarah saying? Hi, everyone at Beeline tonight. I'm watching from home tonight, and Molly the dog is watching too. That's the second animal shout-out tonight. She will be doing the actions. Looking forward to hearing what Matthew has to tell us in the story of Esther. We have John and Francis there listening in on sermon audio. Good to have you with us. We have Isaac and Charlie White watching with Mummy and Daddy in Warrenstown. Rachel Wilson says, great actions, Jacob. Good job, Jacob. Steve and Kathy McCammon watching, and they're enjoying the singing. We have Auntie Pauline and Jack, and they're enjoying the meeting. We are looking forward to the final part of Esther. Julie Taylor watching on sermon audio from 6 Mile Cross. Brings me back to my days at the Beeline. Isaac Wilson says hello, Auntie Ruth, and sends his love. And we have Mason McShane as well. So I think we've got another chorus coming up. Jacob, if you want to come on up and give us a hand, all the help is greatly appreciated. And we have John 3:16. Jacob, thanks very much. You can grab a seat. I have a few more comments just before Matthew comes to tell us more on the story of Esther. And we have David Martin watching, looking forward to the story with Matthew. We have James, Adam, and Lydia watching with Mummy and Daddy. We have Merle and Derek Owen watching as well. John and Joyce Walker. We have Chloe Thompson, Esther McShane, Madison and Jensen Irwin. Is that, if I've read that right? Jack McShane with Jamie. Kaylee and James watching, Elijah and Jacob watching. Can't wait to hear their daddy doing the story. Well, you don't have much longer to wait because he's coming up here now. So here's Matthew for you.
Hello, boys and girls. It's wonderful to be joining with you tonight to share our story with you. And some of you maybe recognize, maybe wondering, maybe not seeing me with the glasses on before. That's just so I can keep an eye on whether you're behaving or not at home, particularly some of them ones off the Warringstown bus. I'll be keeping a close eye on you this evening. But over the last 5 weeks, we've been learning about the story of Esther. And tonight, we're going to hear the sixth and final story in our series, God's People Are Victorious. And we will hear how God was able to turn around what seemed like even the most negative and most bad and dangerous situation and set of circumstances to a day of celebration and joy and happiness for God's people. And if you've got your Bible with you, and if you want to follow along, you can do. And our story is found in the last few chapters of Esther, chapters 8 through to 10. And if you don't, that's okay as well. You can just listen along as we go. But just before we get to our story, we're going to have a time of prayer very quickly. And we're going to remember our A, B, C of prayer. So remember, A, arms folded, B, bow our heads, and C, close our eyes. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for another Wednesday night where we can come together and share the Word of God with the children. Thank you for each and every one who's listening in tonight. And I pray, Lord, you'd even be on to me everything as well I would need as I speak. And I pray, Lord, you'll even close us all in with thee tonight. I pray you'll speak to hearts and souls this evening, and that even tonight we'd hear of joyous news of a little child coming to thee in saving faith. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. Now, where we left off last week, if you can remember, we'd just seen that wicked man Haman getting put to death for all the evil things that he had done. Haman had plotted against the Jewish people, and he had got the king, that's King Ahasuerus on the right of our screen, to make a decree or an order that all of the Jewish people living in the kingdom should be killed, put to death, on the 13th day of the 12th month of that year. Now, King Ahasuerus was married to Esther on the left of our photo, and she was the queen. She was a Jew, and she then pleaded with the king to write a new law that would save the Jewish people from being put to death. The king agreed to Esther's request, and he told Esther and Mordecai, that's her cousin, in the middle of the three people there, he'd been appointed to replace Haman as his second in command, and they were told to write this new law. And do you know what that new law said? It said that on the day when all the Jews were going to be killed, that the Jews were allowed to stand up against their enemies and fight and defend themselves against those who wanted to kill them. Now, wasn't that wonderful news for the Jews throughout the whole kingdom to hear? They had been hearing nothing but bad news of how they were going to be killed and how their lives were in such great danger and how all their enemies would be coming at them. But now they had received this wonderful news. And as you can see in our photograph, how happy this made the Jewish people. And that's Esther and Mordecai on the left, and that is some of the Jewish people who were living in and around the palace in Shushan. That's where the king's palace was. And they'd heard this wonderful news. They were rejoicing because God had made a way to save them. And you know, God has made a way to save you as well, boys and girls. He sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross so that we might be saved. Jesus took all of our sins upon himself as he sacrificed himself and gave himself for us and paid the debt for our sins that we could never pay ourselves. And you know, if you're one of God's children, if he saved you, you can be sure that God cares for you. It might seem sometimes that nobody cares for you. It might seem sometimes that you feel as if you're all alone. But you know, God always cares for you, no matter what. And now, the Jewish people, they'd heard this good news, but the kingdom they lived in was very, very big. In fact, the kingdom of Persia, it was called, was absolutely massive. It was massive. I did some calculations, and Maz isn't my strong point, but I think I'm not too far off. I did some calculations, and the kingdom of Persia, at its biggest, was nearly 400 times the size of Northern Ireland, the country where we live. So it's pretty big. And back then, of course, they didn't have the internet, they didn't have TV, they didn't have planes, trains, cars. They had no way to help spread the news quickly. They were relying on messengers coming into every town and city to spread the news of this new law that was coming from the king. Back in those days, of course, they didn't have newspapers or anything like that, like we do today, that tell us what's happening where we live. But if you could just imagine that in Persia, over 2,000 years ago, there was newspapers bringing this news to the people. I work in a newspaper, and I read some of the stories you would read in it, and some of them are good news, and some of them are bad news. But if you can imagine there was a paper, a Beeline Children's Meeting newspaper, and think of the really bad news the Jewish people had received before, it might look something like that. Now, that's a terrible headline to anybody who loves God or any of the Jews to read, that the king has ordered all the Jews to be killed. And we can see the sadness on the faces of the Jews there. And wouldn't that just be terrible news for them to receive? A very frightening and scary time for them. But now, after this wonderful new law, the news was very different indeed. And we can see that old one being smashed away, and it's replaced and taken over by this message. The Jews can take up their weapons and fight. And we can see, and then they'll be able to see, the scenes of joy that we're seeing around the palace at Shushan. They can be seen all over the kingdom. This wonderful news that God's delivery was coming and his care was being shown and demonstrated to his people. And you know, boys and girls, if you trust the Lord and if you're saved, then no matter what way things might seem to be, we know God is always there looking over us and protecting us. And the Bible tells us this very same truth in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And it tells us that all things work together for good to them that love God. And this means that things that even seem really bad and perhaps are scary and are making you nervous or anxious or afraid, even those things can be used and turned around for our good if we love God and if we trust in him. Now, maybe some of the boys and girls or mummies or daddies or aunties or uncles, grannies or grandads, whoever it is, are listening in, and maybe some of you don't know God as your Saviour. Maybe you've never trusted in him for salvation and prayed that sinner's prayer asking for forgiveness from your sin. That means you aren't trusting in God and you don't have this wonderful promise to rely on, that God will be with you and work everything around for your good. Isn't that very sad? Imagine that God is willing to help you and you haven't come to him for his wonderful salvation. Now, boys and girls, if your mummy or daddy had set up a big plate of food on the table for you, maybe something really tasty like sausages and chips, or maybe some pizza. I love pizza. But or maybe something else really tasty and yummy. But maybe you're really hungry and you haven't eaten all day and, oh, you're just starving. But if you don't eat that food that's sitting there, if you don't take it, if you just ignore it and leave it to the side, no matter how nice or tasty that food was, it's no good to you left on the table, isn't it? Well, that's what it's like if you don't take the offer of God's salvation. He sent Jesus to die on the cross for you, and he shed his precious blood that you might be saved. God has done this wonderful thing, but just like if you were to leave that food on the table and just ignore it, then you won't get the benefit of what God has done for you. The Bible tells us in the Psalms that we should taste and see that the Lord is good. And if you were to put your faith and trust in Jesus tonight for salvation and ask him to come into your heart, you will see for yourself just how wonderful God is. So now we have the Jews, and they're ready to fight if they need to. They know God is on their side, and they can trust in him. The Bible tells us that many of the Persians were too afraid to even attack the Jews, even though they hated them. You see, God had moved and had worked in the people's hearts, and he'd worked on people's minds to protect his children. Now, there were still many of the enemies of the children of God who fought that day against the Jews, because we read of many thousands of Persians who were killed on that day, the 13th day of the 12th month. But the Jews didn't take over the land and the houses of the people who were killed. They weren't filled with hatred for those who hated them. They just wanted to protect themselves. And we're told at the end of the fighting that not one of the Jewish people were killed or lost on that day. God had protected them all. Hadn't God taken care of his children in such a special way? And we are told, the Bible tells us we are to cast all our care upon God, even as we heard in our memory verse earlier, cast all our care upon God, for he careth for us. And that means any worries or fears we might have, if we pray to God and ask him to help, he will listen to us because he cares for us and he will help us. And the next day, after all the fighting had stopped and the Jews were victorious, they made it a day of feasting and celebration. All through that massive big kingdom, it was a day of rejoicing. And in the king's palace back in Shushan, Mordecai and Esther, they sent out letters to the Jews telling them to celebrate on the 14th and 15th days of the 12th month each and every year. And they were to never forget how their sorrow had been turned into joy. Even today, the Jews still keep those 2 days called Purim as holidays to remember how God cared for his people. And you know, it was just last week that the Jewish people celebrated Purim, last Thursday and Friday, in fact. So it's something that even now they still commemorate. And if you're one of God's children and you're saved, just like those Jewish people on those days, don't you have a lot to thank God for? He has saved you for all of eternity so that you can go to heaven to be with him after you die. He is right beside you as you go through your life here on this earth. He's here to comfort you when you're in need and to fill you with joy as you learn more of him, as you read God's word and pray to him. And if you're listening tonight, and if you're not yet one of God's children, won't you even come to him and put your faith and trust in him for salvation? God sent his son to die on Calvary on the cross that we might be saved. He shed his precious blood so our sins could be forgiven. This shows the care God has for his creation. And if you come to him to put your faith and trust in him, you too will know the special care that God has his children. Jesus died on the cross to take our hearts, which were once black with sin, but he, through the precious blood that he shed on the cross, can make our hearts as white as snow and make us fit for heaven. The most famous verse of all in the Bible is John chapter 3 and verse 16, and we sang it even in the chorus right before I got up to speak. And of course that verse tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And sometimes at the Beeline, we sing that chorus, and it says, that whosoever surely means me. And certainly, if you come to Christ tonight for salvation, he will hear your cry, and he will save you. There's no need for you to perish or go to that awful place called hell. Won't you instead place your faith and trust in God tonight for salvation and know the special, wonderful care he has for his children, and live your life for him and know the joy of an eternity in heaven? I pray that even tonight you might come to Christ for salvation. And thank you, boys, for listening to our story this evening. And we're just going to close with a wee word of prayer, again remembering our A, B and C's. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the wonderful opportunity and privilege we have to share the gospel message with the boys and the girls. I pray, Lord, that you'll even have spoken to hearts this evening. And whether they're those who are saved who are listening in, I pray you'll even reassure and reaffirm in their minds, Lord, that wonderful knowledge of the care that Christ has, that God has for us. And I pray if there are those listening here as yet unsaved, you'll speak to their hearts and their souls, convince and convict of sin, and even bring them to thyself, that they might even know that wonderful and special care that thou dost have for thy children. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Matthew, for that story. I love happy endings, and that's a great ending to our story, that God looked after his people. So thanks very much for that, Matthew. I have a few more comments here just before we finish. Rosaline says she loves chocolate. Ronnie and Anne Whiteside, they're watching from Dundonald. We have Grace Pritchard watching, Lauren Rankin. George says plenty of chocolate to go round. I'm sorry, Rosaline, if George got his eye on chocolate, well, there'll not be much chance of you getting any. Rosaline says also that Jacob's doing a great job. Andrew says great singing and actions, Jacob. Faith and Lillian Cook and their mum watching. Jack McShane watching with his dad. And we have James, Adam and Lydia watching with their dog, Bruno. So there's three dogs tonight. I'll have to get a picture of these here dogs sometime, so I'm sure you can send them in sometime for us. We'll see them watching with you. Just as we finish, I think we have the details. If you can see at the very top of the screen for Ruth for the quiz, if you want to get those details down, then feel free and we'll get the quiz and you can send them back to Ruth. We're just going to close. We are going to go off here. I'm going to play a song. We tried to play it last week, but unfortunately the connection broke down, so we weren't able to play it. But we have it as Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. This is a wonderful song, so I encourage you just as we go off here that you listen in and even think about the words. What a great hymn this is. Thanks very much.
The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun.